Now, I'm delighted to welcome David Moore from Astronomy Ireland to talk to us about what's happening in the sky over the next month or so. David, you're welcome to us once more here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
Good to talk to you on a beautiful day, and I presume a good clear night for us to look at the stars. Tell me what's the major stuff that's happening up in the skies at the moment.
Well, we're going to have the planet Mars crossing the Beehive star cluster this weekend. They're already close. It's a very slow event. It'll take 3 days, maybe four nights to cross, if you count the edge of the cluster. And you can see Mars plainly with the naked eye. And you'll need a pair of binoculars to see the cluster that close to Mars. Normally, you can see it with the naked eye. It looks like a swarm of bees, hence the name, a little hazy patch in the sky. And binoculars, it's fantastic. You see dozens of stars all in a lovely little clump. And for Mars to pass through this is extremely rare. So we want everyone out with their binoculars. Even a camera phone can photograph this, enjoying a very what's a very rare sight. So that's one of the highlights of the coming month. Best seen this weekend, but I was snapping it last night with my camera already. So everybody should get out. We've also got Jupiter in evening skies, Venus in morning skies, the International Space Station flying over in evening skies as well. There's a full flower moon coming this month, and there'll be a public lecture on Monday week. So loads happening in May, if you want to ask me about any of those.
Okay, so the planets, as I say, have been very good over the last while. There's been quite a lot of activity, and we've had the kind of alignment of a whole lot of them together, and now they're all doing their own thing. Is this a particularly good time for them, or does this happen all the time anyway, but it's just we're hearing more about it now?
It usually happens. There's always usually a few planets, at least one or two, in evening skies. We were spoiled at the beginning of this year when we had that planet parade, when all of the planets could be seen at once. It got me on television showing the picture I managed to get of it. I'm not sure anybody managed to get a picture of all eight, and by eight I include the Earth, because the Earth was in the foreground of one of my photographs. It's easy to photograph the Earth. And if people miss that, it's in the May issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Join, it will be sent to you immediately. And if not, try getting in the local news agents. They're around about a fiver, costs about a euro a week, if you want to know what's happening in Irish astronomy every month. So that was a planet parade, very rare. I think 2040, they said, the next time that'll happen. But right now, when several of the planets are gone, they're on the other side of the sun, too close to the sun to see, or in the morning sky now, we've still got Jupiter and Mars blazing in the sky. And last night, people may have seen, just below the moon, was this brilliant star, in quotes. That star is actually the planet Jupiter. And tonight is interesting because everyone can find the moon. And if you look at the moon, you'll see to its lower right is brilliant Jupiter, and to its upper left is an orangey-red looking normal star, not super bright like Jupiter is. And that's the planet Mars that you want to watch going through that cluster. So enjoy that spectacle with the naked eye. And the moon will actually line up very close to Mars on Saturday night. So you'll see this bright star just below the moon. That's Mars, actually, if it's clear Saturday night. And if you've got a pair of binoculars, even a small telescope, they'll both fit in the same field of view. The moon almost passes in front of Mars. It has done that before, but not this time. There'll be about two moon diameters between the edge of the moon and Mars itself. But something plainly visible to the naked eye, one of the highlights of the month. And if you have those binoculars, and on Saturday in particular, you're looking at the moon with Mars just below it, and Mars is just on the edge of the cluster. That is an I've never seen that happen in my life. I'm really hoping Saturday night will be clear.
Yeah. Now, we've had a lovely little crescent moon last night, and the last couple of nights it's just beginning to appear. I suppose it's actually a good time to see things in the sky, because the moon, obviously, when it's so bright, when it's full, blocks out a lot of things. So now it's kind of at a good time to see the moon plus other things around it.
Yeah, if you live in a town or a city, it doesn't really make much difference. The street lights are as bright as a full moon. But if you live in rural locations with lovely dark skies where you can travel out to them, then as long as the moon isn't too bright, a little banana-shaped crescent is not too bad. It's not going to brighten up the sky that much. So for the next few nights, we're going to get a great view of everything in the sky, including the moon. And of course, if you've got a telescope, take a close-up look at the moon. The number of craters you can see, because of course there's no clouds on the moon, so you can always see its surface razor sharp, as long as it's clear on the Earth. And I've been looking at the moon for decades, and it never gets old. You'll always point your telescope at it. There are so many craters that you'll never remember them all, so they always look different year after year. So if you're new to astronomy, you've got a telescope, this week is the week to check out the moon in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know last week, or last month, I suppose it was, at one stage, I was looking at three very bright stars or planets in the sky, and I think it might have been Mars and Gemini together, was it? There was a very interesting formation.
The constellation of Gemini, the twins, actually has two bright stars in it, Castor and Pollux. And Mars was about the same brightness. And as we're going around the sun, it's going around the sun, we're going around a bit faster. It means the stars stay the same relative to each other, so the constellations are fixed for centuries. But the planets move. In fact, the word planet comes from the Greek word wandering star. And they noticed thousands of years ago that the constellations were fixed, but these bright stars moved amongst them. And they called those planets, and they thought, well, what would be up there in the sky other than gods? So they're all named after gods. Uh-huh. Mars, the planet of war, of course. So Mars went in almost a perfect straight line. It was April the 10th. It's in the magazine.
Yeah.
And we were telling people to watch it lining up to try and get it in a perfect straight line. It was like a giant Orion's belt, if you know the three stars in the line of Orion, only brighter and bigger. And it only really lasted for a few nights. I got some nice photographs of it. They'll be going into the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful myself. I saw it a couple of nights. The other thing, I suppose, not necessarily star-related, but to do with the astronomy as such, the Jeff Bezos escapade with these ladies heading off up into space just a couple of weeks ago. Does all that kind of feed into the whole idea of space becoming normal, or have you an opinion on actually what it did or didn't do for anybody?
Yeah, I hope it is normal. I was on television talking about this, and there was a lot of kickback for Katy Perry in particular, waxing lyrical, I suppose you could call it, about how she experienced love in space. Look, it's going to affect people in different ways. The first thing is, she went up and risked her life. But, you know, I think just over 600 people have been to space, and I think the statistic is that about 1 in 40 of them have died. Now, if you know any other trip or profession that has those kind of statistics, she literally put her life on the line. And it's an early days for Jeff Bezos' rocket. Fortunately, everybody returned. It was an all-female crew, so whatever about whatever they said when they got back, this is important for empowering, especially young women, who have just as good brains for science and engineering as males. It's been a male-dominated industry, shall we say. Even NASA, who put 12 white men on the moon in the late 60s or 70s, have said the next moon mission, a couple of years' time now before they land on the moon, that's all, they're going to put the first woman and the first person of color to redress that balance. So I'm all in favor of Katy Perry going into space. You know, with all her billions of streams online, she's extremely popular. And if that brings space down to the mainstream, then that's okay in my book. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she was profoundly affected. If people want to look at one brilliant YouTube link, it's when Jeff Bezos flew Captain Kirk, William Shatner, up into space. And when he got down and popped out of the spacecraft, Bezos was there to interview him. And he would ask him lots of questions, but Bezos, to be fair to him, shut up and let Shatner talk. Mm-hmm. And he gave a brilliant description of how much it meant to him. You could see he was physically moved. And sending creative people up like that, rather than pure rocket scientists, gives a whole new scope to going into space. And we should send every politician up, because a lot of astronauts have said, you get this overview effect. When you look down at the Earth, it's a beautiful object. There are no country boundaries visible from space. You can barely see the effect that humans have on the planet. And you can barely see the atmosphere, this thin shell that we breathe and rely on, that we're ruining at the moment. And they've all said, astronauts, that, you know, it really gives you an idea of what's important in life. I think a few politicians in today's world could use a flight into space. So I'm all in favour of pop stars going into space.
I think the next mission up to the ISS, we might send a few of the politicians, lead them up there for a few weeks together. The ISS is, of course, still flying around and still doing all its work up there. Is it visible at the moment in the sky?
It's not visible in evening skies yet, but the good news is, in about a week's time, May the 9th is the official date, it will start flying over Irish skies in the evenings for about 2 weeks, till the 23rd of May, in fact. And if you go to our website, which is astronomy.ie, down the bottom, you'll see our social media links, Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter. And every day around sunset, we post a prediction of when to see the space station, where you need to be in Ireland if it's going to pass in front of the moon or one of the planets. There are lots of apps that tell you when to see space station, but it doesn't do this for Ireland. So get the app as well, but make sure you check Astronomy on social media. It's been predicting manned spacecraft since the 1990s, and we'll tell you where you need to be for anything interesting to see. It'll also tell you how many people are on board, currently 7 astronauts. Up on ISS, you'll see lots of other satellites in the sky every night, but ISS is interesting because it's got people on board, and it's the most expensive object ever built, about 100 billion euros, and it's extremely bright. It's brighter than all the stars in the sky when it flies over for 1 or 2 minutes. So that's going to be a bit of fun, starting roughly the weekend after next for 2 weeks.
Yeah, amazing stuff. I suppose, David, before we finish up, any particularly major stuff then for the rest of the month that people should watch out for?
Well, what happens on May the 12th, we have the next full moon, which is called the Flower Moon, hardly surprising because this time of year there are lots of flowers in bloom, and that will brighten the sky up. We were hoping there was going to be a naked eye comet, but it went too close to the sun, a bit like Icarus, and got its wings clipped. It fizzled out. It got practically vaporized. So that's a bit of a disappointment for this month. If anyone was following us, we were hoping it would survive. And then after that, the moon will be back in the sky. It'll pass near Jupiter again on May the 28th. And we love predicting when the moon passes near a planet, because most people won't know which is a star, which is a planet. But when the moon's sitting next to it, that's a dead giveaway. So as long as it's clear that night, remember this Saturday, Mars just below the moon, very close. We had Jupiter near the moon last night, not too far away tonight. And it'll repeat it again on the 28th of May. After that, then, Jupiter sort of sinks into the evening twilight, so it's gone as well, and we'll just have Mars left. Now, Mars will line up with the moon again, and so we'll have all that predicted in Astronomy Island magazine. And as well as that, we email everyone who gets the magazine a weekly reminder as to what happens. So you'll never miss anything in the skies. So we had 2 eclipses in March, brilliantly seen from some parts of Ireland anyway. Loads of pictures of those in our magazine. And, you know, the magazine will, if you miss something because your part of the island is cloudy, somebody else will probably see it. You can live your life vicariously through the other readers of Astronomy Island magazine. It's all aimed at kids, families, people with no scientific knowledge. So if you love watching the skies, you'll love Astronomy Island magazine.
Okay, well, David, we leave it at that. Thank you so much for being with us again this evening, and the very best of luck to you and everybody in Astronomy Ireland, and thanks for being with us again.
Thank you very much, and astronomy.ie is the website. Down the bottom are the free social media links, at least follow us on those.
Great, thanks, David. Bye. That's David Moore there, chairperson of Astronomy Ireland. And of course, David, as I say, Mr. Astronomy, he knows so much about every aspect of it. And Astronomy Ireland is a marvellous group of people to be part of if you have any interest in the sky. And, you know, so many people love to know what the stars, what the planets, what's going on up there. And I get a lot of people coming to me asking me, did I see such a thing last night or the night before? Or what is it and what was it? And I must admit, I'm afraid I'm not exactly an expert on it. I have a great interest. And, of course, Astronomy Ireland, as I say, covering the whole country.